Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. In today's episode, me and my co-host, Eddie.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about kind of what we've been doing, what we've been working on, and kind of give an update on the business, and hope you guys find this interesting. Make sure you stay tuned, learn more about it. So, Eddie, we talk about it every single time. I looked at the visitors. We don't have the same amount of visitors that have the checklist. So hit them on the checklist, Eddie.
All right. So you newbies or the new guys that are here, if you're listening to this or our past videos, you'll see that we've highly advertised this. And the reason being because we put a lot of time on this bad boy. But it's going to be the ultimate get started checklist. This thing has a lot of valuable information for you, and the best thing is it costs $0.
For free.
So basically, the only thing that you would need to do is grab it and read through it. It's a lot of good, valuable information in here. It'll help you get started and kind of steer you in the right tracks. That way you don't get lost or make some mistakes that we have in the past. So get the ultimate checklist. It's out there. It's free. I said it a couple times, but I'm pretty sure that there's a link or something. If not, just message us and we'll shoot it to you.
Yeah, there'll be an email on there, and also the first comment will be a link, and there'll be a link inside the description.
There you go.
On there. Okay, so we've been gone for, I think we've been technically gone for 3 weeks for you haven't heard us, but we've been actually filmed in a while, technically. So we moved into the warehouse, Eddie. How do you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was very fun. I think even to this day, it's still fun. It's a good experience, I think, for the company. And also a lot of valuable information that we've learned by doing this. But I don't know if you guys know that basically here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we have multiple locations, and we finally decided to put everything in one big location. So it's going very well, and it has its challenges, but I think it was very much needed, and it's moving to the right direction.
Yeah, because I think we've been here. This is our 8th week at the new location. The difference in cost of it, I think we're paying like $8,000 for the three warehouses and some change. Now we're paying basically $10,000. So $2,000 increase, but we got like twice as much space. I would say we're closer to our main customers, which is good. Obviously we have all the inventory in one location. We tried to do an experiment. It didn't work out the way we wanted to. The whole concept of this experiment was that we thought that we could be closer to the actual, we closer to the customers to be more likely to work with us. We have multiple locations in the same area. I'm not saying that specific area can't work out. I just think that the size, and I think we both came to this conclusion, that the size you have to be to do that needs to be a self-contained warehouse in each individual zone.
Yeah.
And we were running it basically like customer can't order anything. As long as we got it in the Metroplex, yeah, we send it to them.
It's like an Amazon, like, all right, ship that over there.
Go and ship that over there for Amazon. We'll get it to you. And so it just caused a lot of issues from, us running between different warehouses. Mm-hmm. We're spending a lot of money moving items between warehouses to be an appropriate area. Correctly, and we tried methods of like trying to return stuff to certain warehouses. It was very complicated. We have a dispatch team that spent most of their efforts on making sure the items are where they were supposed to be and what items need to be moving and how much. But it seemed like it always came to some issue where like one chair that wasn't brought over, or a throne chair that was supposed to be over here that was, now is over here, or someone brought something back to the wrong location. And then it just helped hurt quality. And then I know you can talk more about the inventory situation, because that was challenging right there.
Yeah, inventory definitely challenging, because like I said, it's ever moving, and just trying to get counts, and then double checking, and then the size of the teams that are at each location was very difficult. To perform the day-to-day, just like knowing that what you have at the places. And if one person puts something in the wrong place, then now you don't have it. Now you have three places you have to look for it. So a lot of stuff like that, little things that kind of made, you know, small problems into huge problems. But it's gotten a lot better now.
Yeah. Cause I think, the first thing, like that first week was kind of difficult cause we were still doing orders and we were moving everything over.
Yeah.
And if you haven't moved already or you're still in one location, like I remember our very first time moving into the warehouse, the first warehouse, the Irvin one, like it took me and you like a couple days to move everything all day. Like,
yeah.
Eddie was supposed to go back for a lunch break, never got to go back. And it was his last day on there. And we were just packing up trailers. We had a 10 foot trailer enclosed and a 12 foot one. And we're just going loading up all day. And we did that stuff a lot. We got in the warehouse. I think we have a photo of it. I'm gonna try to put it up on here somewhere.
Yeah, we got a photo and we were all happy and we're smiling.
Best buds.
Yeah, right. And then like before the pandemic, we're like, oh crap.
Yeah. And it wasn't like the place we were renting. It was only like $1,100. It's not even nothing crazy on there. We would never fill this space up.
Yeah,
remember saying
it got filled very quickly.
Yeah, and our stuff in the mountain, we thought we had a lot of stuff too, but the stuff we had didn't fill the space at all. It was like, nothing at all. But like now, like our linen, not linen, but our linen and yeah, our linen and dishes would fill that whole space up.
Yeah, easily.
And it's not that long from there. We're not saying that to be, you know, being boastful or bloating or gloating or anything like that.
No. I think if it lands on the right ears, I guess we know anything, they won't think that.
But yeah.
I think we've been through all the stages of the business, like literally from the garage, you know, to one car garage or not even two, one car. And then all the way to, you know, the, what's that, 1,500 or 1,700 square foot or something like that? Or how much was the Irving location?
It was 1,950, but most of that is half, 725 square feet is front office, office, and then 1,250, I think, is the back, is the warehouse.
And like, I think 2,500 or something like that, 3,000 for the Fort Worth location was a bigger one.
Yeah, it was the biggest one we had. I think it was like, that was like 3,000.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then now we're.
And then Frisco was smaller, technically. Even though it fit more stuff in it because it was taller and stuff. But I think Frisco was only like 1,300 square feet.
Yeah.
And then mine is the 10 by 10 room in the front or 12 by 4. I don't know how big that room is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're back at like 1,200. Like, it fit more stuff than Irvin. Technically, had the same. You know, Irvin was bigger. Mm-hmm. It just was shorter.
And now we're like 18,000.
Yeah. Oh yeah, with the parking. With the outside storage area. Yeah.
And then some people they're like, well, that's nothing, but you know, we're all going to continue to grow. But yeah, we've been through it all. So just wherever you're at, just know that you know there's plenty of space to grow. One thing, I think the biggest thing that I've taken away from like every little leap of step that we have taken is just like the preparation part. I tell you a lot about me and Xavier, and you know, sometimes I feel like he's the peanut butter to my jelly. I feel like he's really good at like forecasting stuff. And one of the things I remember he told me before was just like, all right, let's start planning. And I'm like, I'm more of the type of when I'm there, then I'm more like the get it done kind of type of person. So one thing that I have seen is like planning is like very, very key to like the overall, like the layout of how things are going to happen. And it has to be very thoughtful planning, because I know some of the things that like I think with our new warehouse, it's very, very well thought out. And then like even Xavier brought up some stuff because like, you know, we look at other bigger guys and we say like, okay, well, this is, you know, we read articles or what have you, information about them. And they say, well, this is how they have theirs. And then he's like, it's actually the same. You know, one of the things is like we have an intake side and we have like basically storage of stuff that comes out. And Xavier asked me, he's like, did you like do that on purpose? Or I was like, well, I just thought about like I didn't want the stuff to mix or people to bump into each other. So, you know, one of the bigger guys, that's what they do. So, you know, he gave me kudos to that kind of idea. But little things like that, you know, if you kind of plan them out, it's going to make basically life and then operation side a lot more easier. And it's starting to come together just now. But I tell you what, like when the stuff starts moving into place, I think like if you're like an if you're an owner operator, you'll be fine because you know. But if you're in like an like you know if you own and you don't really work the day to day operation and you walk into the stuff, you kind of like it gets kind of cringy and you're like because like there's little stuff everywhere and you're just not where you would want it to be. Or so kind of prepare yourself, you know, because that's one thing that like you know I go in every day and sometimes I look around and. And I'm like, well, this isn't where I want it to be. But I know eventually, like, it's slowly but surely, it's getting there.
I think you get what I'm saying. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, and I think the biggest thing too that we've seen from this right here, this is the most we probably have ever invested into the warehouse. Mm. Mainly, probably my fault. Not seeing like I think you probably would want to invest more earlier. Mm. I just wasn't there at the time, and I understand
like you said it like it like certain things it doesn't make sense to put emphasis in it like in certain stages in business, but as you get certain stage, you know, like it matters about like your uniform, how everybody's looking, how everybody's moving, you know, like even something like before we did some crazy stuff, like we took like some, I'm just thinking like all the crazy stuff that we did. But then, you know, those are the risks that gave us the benefits that where we're at right now. Like I'm talking about like, I wish we had pictures and videos like of all this crazy stuff we used to do, like the trailers that we made into whatever we wanted them to be.
Well, we have a couple of things on there.
Yeah.
I'll send them to Anthony.
Yeah.
So he can throw them on the screen. Hopefully he's throwing them on the screen somewhere right here. There's some, yeah, because I got the ones when you're making the one trailer,
yeah.
And you put the sidewalls on it,
yeah.
the skinny longer one,
yeah,
on there, and then I got one of the little trailer that we still got.
Yeah, yeah. So those things that we just like, I think that's one thing that you and me have always done. We take what we have and then we kind of make it to what we want it to be, even though it might not, you know, safety wise be be what it's supposed to be, but we just make it happen. And I think that is attributed to our success and our growth in businesses, and we just take something and then we just make it into what we need it to be. And then once we get to the point where we can actually buy what we should have had, you know, I think we eventually get there.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny, and I'm gonna tell you this before I forget, but talking of which, there was a, so we have a warehouse, so we have the intake side and then the outgoing side, and we have a really big fan, okay, and it's a really nice fan. It's like $800 fan. It's like huge. I think it's like 5 feet. Is that right?
Yeah, 60 inches. Yeah.
So yeah. Anyways, so and then so the other side where they prep the linens, which you would think would get the fan the most, the airflow, they have the garage closed and they don't have anything over there, so they're like burning up. And Xavier tells me, we need to get a fan for the team because, you know, he walked in there and he saw how hot it was. And, like,
No, wait, I didn't see how hot. I was actually fine.
You were fine? How did you find out?
No, because people started crying.
Oh, okay. He was
over there, and then I'm like, they were like, I'm not crying, I'm sweating. I'm not saying I'm just, have you ever heard me say I'm hot?
No, but then again, you're like wearing black and it's like 120 degrees. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, I'm just not hot. Just here in Dallas is just like the closest thing I've been to in our Central Florida heat has been like, you know, in Houston, just humid. Like you walk outside, it's like you walking through hot water in the air. And then here, it really feels good here. I'm not going to lie. Like this is like, besides the point, let me get back. Let's get back to your thing. Like,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
But yeah, sorry.
So anyhow,
tangent alert.
So Xavier's like, you know, we need to get another fan. I was like, okay. He's like, let's get a used fan. He tells me, and I was like, a used one. And I'm thinking back when, you know, like, okay, well, why don't we just get a new one? But he's like, we need to get a used one. I was like, all right, fine. And whenever I hear used or anything, I'm the type of person, I'm gonna get the cheapest thing that I can find, like, for cost efficient, you know. So I'm thinking back in our old days, like, you know, we made the trailer, make it what it was, even though that's not the type of trailer that you want to use. So I went and I found one on Marketplace for like, the guy was asking for $75. I told him I'll give you $60 for that thing.
So you talked him down to that price?
Yeah, I talked him down to the price. I never paid the original price, especially when I'm compromising on something I don't even want. So anyways, so I felt like I won there. So I get this thing, and I looked at the picture, and I was like, all right, it looks like a, basically looks like a, if you've been around like chicken coops and stuff like that, but I'm talking about like commercial ones, it looks like a big commercial chicken coop that you just left it in there. It has like one speed just to circulate some air through the thing. I was like, all right, let me get this bad boy. So I pick it up. I'm like, man, this thing is heavy. Like, it's made out of wood, like, has a wooden frame, and it has chicken wire in the front and the back. It looks very industrial. It's really big. And so anyways, I pull up, and everybody's like, what the? And then I'm like, hey, here goes your fan. Y'all just wanted some air circulation. So later that day, I'm painting, and I'm smelling something, and I'm like, well, what's that smell? It smells like an electrical fire to me because I've smelled like stuff that's caught on fire that's electrical. So I'm like going walking around, and then I'm like, oh, well, there goes some smoke coming. Let me see. Oh, it's from our chicken coop fan that I bought.
I'm going to make sure you put a photo of this fan, because I told Eddie, I was like, Eddie, we need to get a used fan. We found one. It was like 260. It was like perfect. It looks good. It was
260, 60. They're both used to me. Yeah. So like, no. They have the same amount of risk.
No, tell the backstory on the one you bought, though.
What do you mean?
If you're here right now, please comment if you bought this fan.
Okay. So I get there, and you know, the guy has it running, and it, you know, I was like, oh wow. I was like, it's looks like an old you know, farm fan. He's like, yeah, my grandpa built this 30 years ago. And I'm like, I was like, well, they don't make them like they used to. Or at least that's what I thought. You know how it is for you guys that, you know, a little bit older. You know, you get those heavy duty stuff that never breaks. So I was like, okay, this is one of them. But man, this is, you know, not very eye appealing, obviously. And even Xavier told me, like, you're gonna have to slap some paint on that thing or something, because it looks crazy.
And what else did I say?
You have to remind me.
Yeah, I said thing gonna catch on fire.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. You said it's gonna catch on fire, and like, if I wasn't there, the smell, it probably would have caught on fire. Yeah. So anyways, I walk up to this thing, it's like smoking, and I go to grab the cord to unplug it, and that cord is so hot, and I'm like, oh shoot. And I was like, man, no wonder they use metal, because wood is like just like, is like something to burn on. And yeah. I was just thinking, I was like, man, this stupid fan would have burnt the whole warehouse down if I wasn't here, probably. Make sure you get that insurance. And I think we use, was it Next Insurance? It's in the description. So little stuff like this always happens. I think we told stories before that, you know, random stuff with the flooding of the warehouse, or just a lot of little random things. You never think stuff happens, but like stuff like this, you know, if I wasn't there, would I probably burn that whole side down? And if you don't have insurance,
well, the sprinkler would have went off.
Oh yeah, you're right.
We got sprinklers.
If the sprinklers work, we don't want to test it, but
yeah. No, but they said they tested the stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't like risk. Well, anyways,
you know, it worked a little bit because the Garrett ran into.
Oh yeah, you're right. It has water in it. But anyhow, just like, you always want to be protected, and I didn't even think about it. So this isn't like we didn't.
Everything else would have been damaged.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All the linens.
Yeah, but. But yeah, for sure, make sure you get insurance. And me and Xavier, we use Next. They're pretty cool, and they're pretty fast in getting back to us. But anyhow.
Yeah, that was crazy. So my whole thing, I told him to get a used fan. We found one. It was 48 inches. And he said, no, I want one exactly. And then he went to go buy. I never said homemade 30-year-old made by a farmer. Literally, so I thought when he said the fan was catching on fire, I thought, okay, we'll just you can plug it up. So I just want to see it. So I want to go plug it up, and then like the fan don't even work no more. Mm-hmm. It's not even like caught fire. It was about to be over. Like the whole thing was about to just malfunction. It was just about to turn into a huge, like, just radiating fan. And then inside the fan, which I don't know if when we show these photos, you're gonna be able to see this, but inside the fan, I thought there was foam insulation inside of it or something. It is dust. It's just dust that looks like foam everywhere. It's like compacted on there. They said when they first started blowing it, it would just hit them in the face and stuff. Delilah was saying, "I'm like, I did not. This is not what I was saying." Because the other fan is $749.
I'd say $800.
Yeah, $800 and something bucks. Yeah. So I was thinking, well, maybe we can get something like one-third, one-fourth the cost, or one-third, not 12 times less, you know, 1/12 of the cost. I was like, you know, I wasn't thinking they're going to be that. I think it was the same thing, like homemade, 30 years old in there. But whatever, we end up going back and buying another fan. He ended up winning his way on that one. He purposely, I think, set that one up and then on there. And then we bought another fan that was like $50-something that we put in the linen section.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you heard anything from them about that today?
Well, I got a thank you from the lady that does the ironing in that area. So.
Have Gage changed positions?
Gage? Not yet.
No, the fan is actually pretty good. We should do that a lot more. I didn't realize that. Like, we should put those in maybe put those in corners over there.
Or yeah, and I think that's one thing. Like, these people are, you know, I've worked in warehouses with fans, and actually in the automotive industry, and you know, in the heat of the summer with the vehicles on and the exhaust going in there. But you know, one thing that I think is very strong is to have a strong team, and then that to make sure that the team knows that, you know, you're doing everything that you can to make things better, because you know, you just want everybody on your to have your back and little things like that. I brought the grandpappy fan. And I bet they were like, what the? Yeah. And then, you know, right the next day, we bought the bigger fan. So they were probably, okay.
Yeah. And then the one person I think who needed it the most got a fan.
Yeah. And then we bought little, was it little towels too to cool them off?
Yeah.
So little,
you know, Gage brought around with the hair thing.
Yeah, the little bandana. And they're like, what are you doing, Gage?
Like, you're doing things.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been. Just even though it's just been a couple, well, not a couple, but like 8 weeks. I mean, we've had a lot of little stories and a lot of victories, I would say. And we've been doing a lot of things with structuring as far as like being able to track our people and see how much work that's actually getting done individually on an individual level. Because one thing I think everybody as business owners can agree upon is like you want to have a certain amount of value that you get out of each person that you're paying every day. So, you know, if I'm paying, well, just for an example, if I'm paying $100, then I need like, you know, $200, $300 worth of value to justify that, you know, this person is actually an individual that we want to have on the team, that he produces numbers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
For profitability and just, you know, overall operational gain.
Yeah. I think also, even if we're going to talk about the next podcast more depth into it, but I think also once you get the numbers is to do what we do and realize like certain tasks, just like you just need to find something different to do. Like clean the chairs and stuff. But we'll go more into that in the next one. This is just a small update on where we are. Hope you guys enjoy this.
Yeah.
And like hopefully learn from our experience. If you haven't, make sure you go ahead and get the ultimate checklist. This is the older version. We have a newer version that we've been working on that will be more extended on there. It'll just fill out the rest of the pages that we have to fill. Not all of them. It'll fill out a little bit of them.
And it has on there, don't get any old fans.
Yeah, we'll put that on there. You get what you pay for or on there. And when you don't get what you pay for, you get what someone else paid for.
Yeah, right.
But make sure you check this out. Links in the description. Check out, we've already seen quite a few people have already got into, the insurance, used insurance that we do. They've already got quotes for it. We see a couple people got the banking system that we use. It's kind of like our favorite solution. There's only one hiccup on that one. It's just that you can't Zelle yet, but it's only a roadmap to be able to Zelle in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But they have other methods to be able to get money in and out pretty fast that we both like. We really like that. We're planning on using the Novo account going forward on all our stuff. And I think a couple people use the ATB section too as well. So thank you guys for helping out supporting the channel and helping us produce more content like this right here. I know we've said this before, but we're gonna work on getting more consistent. We realize now that we need to probably hire somebody, because someone to do our other stuff for the Kelly Rentals and for the venue, which the venue is doing pretty well. It's been booked out a lot more this year. But we'll talk about that in another update on there. But we're going to try to get some more people, at least somebody part-time to help us on this stuff so we can produce regular content and give you guys more information. Because a lot of people have been requesting the Get Started checklist. I don't think you don't get the main emails for the list, but it's been pretty good. And we really appreciate that so we can really build out this following, help other people. We're thinking about maybe introducing some other products that we might make. Some other services we want to offer, and then, you know, we're going to keep you updated on some other stuff we're doing too as well. Like we're going to be throwing our own events eventually, and we'll walk you guys on that journey. Hopefully the person we get will document the whole process of putting it together, and then we'll put that out there. We'll put the numbers, the losses, hopefully we got no losses, but if it is losses, we'll put that out there.
We're transparent, we'll tell you
what. We'll put that out there, how we getting drugged and stuff out there. But we just really appreciate all the support we've been getting, especially on YouTube on here. You guys have been really hitting it up. So please go like and subscribe, share all the content. And, you know, we'll see you guys in the next one. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.